Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil.
Welcome to today's program. It is so exciting to be with you again, sharing messages and words of wisdom and guidance from those who are across the veil. Messages have been coming in all weekend. We have just had such a powerful time and such a wonderful opportunity to connect with those that are across the veil and sharing messages with you and the listener, and bringing in messages for you is just as exciting. And I'm so happy to be here, and I'm thrilled to have that opportunity. And I take it as a huge honor and a privilege to be able to bring these messages across and share the words of encouragement and possibly make connections for people. We had a couple in this past weekend who were able to make a connection with a loved one that was just so empowering and so life-giving and helping move through the grief process, that to me is just the warmth and the comfort of knowing that we've been able to help somebody and help people move through that. And that's when it is such a blessing, and it is such an honor and a privilege to be able to actually do that and to help people in that manner. I do want to encourage you to check out our website, whitewolfapril.com, and check in there on some of our products and find out about who we are and some of the activities we have going on. Our new November-December catalog will be out real soon. I'm almost completed with that, and you can find out some of the classes that are going to be happening and some of the events that are going to be happening. And even if you live in a different part of the world, we're now offering about 90% of the classes are available online and through conference calling. So we're really excited about that change and that expansion too. And once that catalog's available, you'll be able to see what is out there and what is something that you could possibly be able to connect with and be able to have an experience with as well. We also have things that are listed on acrosstheveil.ning.com. There's no www or http. It's just strictly entering in acrosstheveil.ning.com. And there's usually messages added there, and there's usually insight added there as well. And if you haven't been able to get through on the program during the program, you're always welcome to send me an email or post a question on that acrosstheveil.ning website, and my email is april@whitewolfapril.com. And it was kind of fun last week as I was doing the program. I actually had a little mobile here beside me that I was getting some of the emails that were coming in, and we were able to answer for people as well. So it's just exciting that we're able to do that, and we're wonderful ways that we can get these messages out and we can share this insight with you. The things that are going on, you're going to want to follow and keep up on, because there's so many exciting things happening as we get more and more information to share and insights that are coming through with those that are across the veil, and that guidance that helps us to be able to move forward and helps us to be able to get stronger and more focused on our pathwork and on the direction of where we're heading, and answering questions that we may have, that we may need answers to, that sometimes it's hard to see for ourselves, and having others that can bring those messages through for you, that's when it's really exciting. I see that I have a caller. Caller, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April. I was wondering, if do you have any message for me for anybody across the veil at all?
Let's see if we can make some kind of connection. What's your first name?
Carol.
Carol. Okay. Trying to see if we can make a connection. I'm feeling there's some different things going on in your space. You have a lot of confused energy around yourself right now is what I'm picking up. Are you feeling? Okay. Then I got the right person. Just kind of making sure that I've tapped into the right person. There's some confusion, it feels like. It also feels like the confusion has to do with making sure that you're making the right decision. I feel like you're standing at a crossroad. I feel like you're standing and you have the opportunity, but it doesn't look like a typical X in front of you crossroad. It looks like you've got like little shoots that go off of actually that X. And you're really looking like you're pondering what directions you're going to take within these little quadrants of direction. And I want to say it looks like if I was looking off to my left, it would look like a relationship confusion. And then on the right, some employment confusion. And on the left, a little bit further down would look like it's some financial confusion. Is that what you're feeling, like an overall life confusion intersection? Okay, that's exactly what they're showing me. And they're saying that by standing in the center of this place of where you're at and grounding yourself and keeping yourself focused and keeping yourself strong, that's going to help you be able to, and they're showing me kind of like taking an eraser, and as you've got one of these little tributaries that goes off of that corner, you're actually going to be erasing those down and fixing those one by one. They're showing me that. What is that old saying? You eat an elephant one bite at a time?
They're kind of
showing me that that's what you're doing with a lot of these life processes that you're going through. And the wisdom that you're getting from working with this is, and I believe you're very much aware of this, that you have a spirit guide who has been very, very close to you lately. Have you been working with them that you're consciously aware of?
Not that I'm consciously aware of. I've been doing a lot of meditation to try to find, I guess, answers, so as to speak, and I've been doing a lot of studying on things.
Okay, and that would make sense with what I'm feeling. But it feels like your spirit guide has really moved into place and is almost kind of nudging you. So it feels like that there's times when all of a sudden you get a feeling like this is something that I need to do. And it's not just, I think this is something I should do. You actually find yourself like moving into that position, correct?
Uh-huh.
You're getting the guidance from above. You're getting help from above. Do you have someone that you were connected with as far as a relationship who is on the other side? Because I'm feeling someone in that position who's very strong coming through with you right now. And their message is that, you know, even though I'm not there to physically help you in the physical reality of it all, I am manipulating and helping and folding and changing and shifting. This is what they're saying. I'm folding and manipulating and shifting and changing so that as you go through each one of these processes, you are being helped, you're being guided, but I am also putting a little bit of frosting on the cake. I don't know if that saying means anything to you or not, but they're using that saying and they're showing me putting a frosting on a cake.
Okay.
Definitely keep doing your meditation. Keep working with that because there is a really strong, there's a very strong connection with you, with your guide right now. It's stronger than I feel from a lot of people when I'm communicating and I'm connecting with them. You've really tapped into that. And I would, the biggest message that I'm hearing to share with you is you've got help from the other side. This person that I'm feeling that, I don't know, was it a spouse that's passed?
It may as well have been, and it happened not that long ago.
Okay, that makes sense what I'm feeling.
And I loved, we loved each other very, very much, yes.
Okay, and he's definitely staying connected with you, and he's definitely still offering you a kind of that support that you would have had he been here, but okay. because it's not the physical, it's hard to sometimes see it and sometimes connect with it. And he's saying,
right.
be aware of the fact that I'm here. Be aware of the fact that I'm there helping you.
Okay.
You definitely have a connection with him. I'm also seeing a female. I want to put her in about 63, 64 is the age that she's showing me at, that she's at, that is coming through. And she's showing me that she works with you in some guardian type of work. I'm not sure what she means by that. I'm going to ask her to explain that a little bit more. She's showing me that she's kind of that little voice that says to you at times when you're standing there and you're feeling overwhelmed. She's kind of that little voice that's saying, now just breathe, calm down, let everything, it's going to work out. This person feels like
that's my grandmother.
I was going to say, this voice feels like a family member. And
it's my grandma. There's not a question in my mind. It's
okay.
My grandmother, Bess. There's not a question in my mind.
Okay. How old was she when she passed? Because she's telling you
she was about that age.
Okay. She was saying, I liked this particular age when I was alive.
I'm going to tell you something. That was my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
You are talking about my grandmother.
Okay.
There's not a question. That was her personality. That was her, you know.
Okay.
I already know who you're talking about.
Very good.
And that's good because when she was alive, when I was a child, she always was talking in my ear, directing me. She always was. That was another one I was extremely close to.
Okay, and mm-hmm. She's keeping that connection going for you. She's keeping that still little voice, that encouragement, that those words of hope.
Okay. Okay.
They're also telling me to tell you that there is sunshine on the other side of this hiccup that you're kind of facing right now.
Yes.
The situation and the things that you're facing right now, they seem like they're a big boulder, but in reality they're a hiccup. I don't know why they're using that word, but they're saying it's kind of like just one of those things that you're going through, and then once you've kind of gone over it, you're going to really move into and balance into this path work that you're working so hard to strive to connect with.
Okay.
Do you do readings? Do you do you share messages with others?
No, I never have. But I'm going to tell you, I look for to end up doing that in the future.
I very strongly feel that with you. You have a very excellent connection and a very excellent awareness of their presence is what I'm feeling in your energy space. And that may be something that you want to spend some time doing some research on, is learning more about the gifts and the clairvoyance, clairessence, clairsentience, all of that type of thing. Because as you learn more about that, it's going to help you begin to tap into bringing all of that reservoir together.
Okay. But where, just Google search it? Do you want me, you know, because I go into the bookstore and I look for, I'll just glance. Like through the mm-hmm. New Age thing, and then whatever takes my eye, that's what I pick up. I don't
Excellent.
Know that I really read because I can't. I don't want to think about it. I want it to just be there.
And
I think sometimes you know, people think too much about something. You know, the first instinct is usually what's the best thing for me.
And you know, it is for 3/4 of the population. If people would learn to trust that. That first hit, that first inclination that they get, they would be so much quicker to come into connection and reality of what they're trying to, you know, what the messages are trying to say. So that's an excellent way to do that. And you can Google it online, and there are other, you know, there's other people out there, there's books out there. I've got one that's getting ready to publish. There's all kinds of material out there. You know, when you start looking for it on those. And I would say if it's the type of thing where you're thinking, okay, I want to look at the different clairos, what are they? And then decide from there, what one seems to be the best? Do I, you know, tend to hear things? Okay, I'm going to look for more information on clairaudience. And then kind of just let that happen that way and just let it happen.
Okay, well, when I'm meditating, I'm trying to get answers to on which direction to go because, you know, I don't think we as human beings can always pick up what we should. So
it's
I'm hoping
very
that
hard,
I, you know.
It's very hard to hear for yourself. It's very hard to, that's like a lot of times people will say to people who are readers, why didn't you know that was happening? Why weren't you aware of that coming? It's because we're so connected with it and we own it ourselves that we tend to get in our own way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing for folks that are looking for answers. There's, you know, it's like I was saying earlier, I had a couple here this weekend that needed to make connection with a loved one who had passed. And through the whole thing, it was funny because they both were hearing but just weren't aware that they were hearing.
Right, right.
And it's just sometimes we need those little nudges, those little bits that, like you were saying, you know, getting that sensitivity and really learning through that meditation, that quieting, that bringing that stillness in and then trusting what it is you're hearing. Have you begun to do automated writing? I'm seeing automated writing.
No, I haven't. Go ahead.
When you do automated writing, it's just simply taking what they're giving to you and putting it on paper and allowing yourself to trust that.
Okay.
It's sometimes people make it sound like it's just really complicated and it's really hard to do and it's not. It's super simple. It's super easy. So things like that are things that you're going to be drawn to more is what they're showing me. Those are a couple of things that they're really pointing out as you're on this path and as you're on this journey. These are things that you're going to really want to start looking into as you start taking some of these other little bites out of these other little avenues off of each of these little areas of your life.
Okay.
Do you have children? I'm seeing children around you.
My grandchildren and my children are always around me.
Okay, because I'm really feeling that around you, and that is an amazing strength for you. But I'm seeing littler children. I'm not seeing, like, adult children. I'm seeing littler children are an excellent strength for you.
I have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old grandchildren, and, yes, my grandchildren are always around me.
Right. That strength that's going to come from, they're showing the simplicity that comes from them is the kind of simplicity that they want you to take and move forward with the stuff that you're learning as you're starting to develop who it is you are.
Okay.
Kind of use them as an example of how innocent things are. When they see something, you know, how excited do they get? If they see a butterfly, how excited do they get? It's that type of thing that they're showing me. And as you're working through each of these different, it's still, they're showing me that big crossroad, but off of it, off of each one of those little points is a bunch of little lines that you're working through. But as you get to that simplicity, it's going to make those things even go quicker.
Oh, good. Good. Very good.
Yeah, I'm not hearing anything else to share with you. Just, you know, kind of pick up with what they were giving you guidance to help you get on to a little bit. Very intuitive. You're very intuitive.
And my grandmother, as well as Billy, I'm sure they'll probably always stay around me, don't you think?
Definitely.
I've been trusting in my grandmother, and then when this happened with Billy, it just crushed me. But it's like I was sitting in the living room and I started talking to him because I knew he was there.
Yeah, and he is. He's very much there. He's just saying, even though I'm not physically right there with you, know that I'm right there with you is what the message that he was bringing across was.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
thank you so very much
for your time.
You have a wonderful rest of the day.
You too, honey. Bye.
Bye-bye. It's so interesting when people call and when I talk to different people or different people will connect to see who will come in and how they're taking the role and how they're still being there to help and to guide and to answer questions and to encourage us. Sometimes we get the wind knocked out of our sails and we just need those encouraging words to know that yes, we are on the right path and yes, we are doing the right thing as we're spending a little bit more time working through each and every situation. If you're unable to get through during the radio program, do email me or do connect into acrosstheveil.ning.com. Because there are messages that are going to come through. There are things that are going to come through. It can be during the evening and I'm sitting down and a message will come in and they'll have me type it out or they'll have me put it on the different sites. So please do check there because sometimes when you send out a vibration and asking for a connection, they're going to look for a reader who's going to be able to hear it or they're going to look for someone who they can make a contact with that they can send that information out through. And that's something that we find as a big privilege and a big honor to share with you. I had a couple other people that had contacted me, and I had a young woman who was asking the question of, why does it seem that she was so angry with her mother between the ages of 11 and 13, and then things mellowed out, and now that she's 17, it's back at that frustration level again. And I wanted to let her know that what has happened and what happens between the ages of 9 and 13 for some of the young women is that's when we're going through that rite of passage. We're entering into that time of going from being a little girl to or a little young man to becoming a young woman, and a young man. We're going from being a boy to becoming a young man. And during that rite of passage time is when we're beginning to come into contact with who it is we are and what it is our life path is all about. And as we're going through those changes, that's when we'll sometimes get caught into the dramas and we'll sometimes get into that tension. And I'll finish the rest of that after I take this call. I see I have a call from Tamara. This is April. Go ahead. Hello? Do I have a caller on the line? Hi, yes. This is April. How can I help you?
Yeah, this is Tamara from California.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you saw my grandmother around me.
Let me get a connection with you to start with. And
okay.
What I'm picking up is your grandmother's been gone for a little while, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. She left quickly?
Months. There was some months.
Okay. I thought you had said quickly. Okay, I was just hearing something I wasn't hearing. let's see. Yes, I'm picking her up. She's definitely hanging around. She's definitely been around. There's something in your home that you have that was something that she had given to you that she has actually been moving. She's been actually shifting it so that you are aware of the fact that she is there.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you can connect with that right away or not, and it may be the kind of thing
that
you
have. Can you ask her if it's the ring?
She just keeps showing me that there's something. It feels jewelry-ish, yes. It doesn't feel like it's a statue or anything like that. It feels jewelry-ish, so that would definitely make it a ring.
Okay.
Has it felt like you've lost it even at times?
I use it for giving myself readings.
Okay.
And
I'm
wondering if she's a bit psychic herself.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And her mother as well, so it kind of runs in the family on her side of the family.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if she's kind of like assisting with my readings a little bit.
She's been in a lot to help you, and she's been there to encourage you a lot. I'm going to ask a question that really does not matter, but I'm really feeling a strong connection with a Hispanic background. Does she have some kind of connection with a Hispanic background?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. You may want to look into what that's about because she's bringing that information forward. There may be some kind of connection to something to do with Hispanic background. I don't know if it's like genetic or if there's something that you need to research and find out that has to do with that that heritage.
Okay.
She's not giving me anything specific as far as that goes. She's also wanting to show. She's also showing me what to me it looks like a covered trailer that has household items in it. And there's something in that that she's wanting me to tell you to be aware of that's in there. That there is something you've been looking for, and she's saying it's stored in what looks like it may be a building, but to me it looks like a covered trailer.
Okay.
That there's some bits of information in there for you. There's something about you needing to find out a little bit more about your family's heritage.
On her side of the family?
It almost feels like it could be spinning off from her mother or her father. So it would make it what your great grandparents.
Great-grandparents.
Is what? Yeah, she's kind of showing me it coming off of, as I'm looking at her, I'm seeing it off of her left side. So that would give me, it would be off of her parental side. That being her mother and her father. I would say look into the father, your grandfather's heritage. There's something there that
is
going...
What was your father's name?
Let me see if she'll give it to me. I'm not often good at picking up names because they always just flow together for me, something terrible. When you asked, they just gave me a quick little, you know, like Bob, like... It wasn't like it was a confusing name, you know, not like a Fernando or not like it, but a very simple name. But I'm not hearing the name, and I apologize. That's not something I'm overly strong with, is picking up the correct vibration to get a full name. Charles?
Father?
I'm hearing Charles. There's something about the name Charles that you want to work with.
Okay, that's on my dad's side of the family.
Okay.
That I'm familiar with. Unless there was a Charles on her side of the family as well, I can explore that with my other family members.
Explore that a little bit. But there's something about a Charles. And for some reason, they were showing me the letters B-O-B, like the name Bob. But I don't think it was B-O-B as in the name. I think it could be initials for something.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still getting that. And then there was something about somebody did something with a medical examination. Has somebody recently in the family gone in for an exam?
Oh, well, we have a big family, so.
Okay.
She's concerned
about someone who has gone in for a medical examination.
Is her name Valerie? Ask her if it's Valerie that she's talking about.
She's not saying Valerie, she's saying Valley. Did she use a nickname for her?
No, no nickname.
Okay, I'm hearing Valley. I'm sorry, I'm not hearing Valerie, I'm hearing Valley.
Okay.
And like I said, sometimes I don't pick it up exactly clear.
And
so,
what about that medical exam?
I'm sorry?
What was it about that medical exam?
She's just concerned that she wants to make sure that they are going to stand to and do what it is that the medical advice has come through for them. That this person tends to be one that'll listen but will not stay, won't stay on the routine.
Oh, that's not my sister.
Okay.
So I guess she's talking about somebody else.
And that could be. But it's somebody who's not going to stick to the directions, and she's concerned about that.
Jason?
So if you pick it up and it's a possibility that it could be somebody, you may want to say to them, hey, you know what? You need to make sure you're doing that because grandma's watching over the shoulder.
Uh-huh.
Just to kind of put words of encouragement in there as well. They're really bringing forward that connection of that other, wish I could figure out what they're trying to show me with that. I'm not getting it.
Kids in the family, so it's, and we're, you know, we're all in our middle age now, so we're all going to doctor's appointments left and right.
But you know, make sure that they're going to fall through, and they're going to make sure that they're taking what, you know, the doctors prescribe for them to do. It's not something that's earth life-changing, that type of thing. And if they follow the directions, they're going to come through strong and fine. And that's why she's really kind of pushing and wanting them to make sure that they do what they've been told to do. Kind of can be like adjustment within a diet, that type of thing. Or, you know, or discontinuing some habits, that type of thing, that could be a change that's going to help. But also... there's some kind of connection, and yeah, definitely a Charles. I'm really now hearing Charles coming through strong, that there is a connection with a Charles as well.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for your call. You have a great evening.
Thanks. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. As I was talking about with this young gal who had sent me this email, and we talked about how sometimes we go through the things as we're making changes in our own lives, and we're growing and we're maturing. And right now you're also at another hinging point of your age, and that being moving into adulthood. And sometimes we get a little bit discouraged by the things that we sometimes see others do, and we wonder why is it they're doing it, and maybe sometimes our superhero will kind of fall flat. And that's what they're showing me to share with you, is that know that as you're starting to move into your own responsibility and your own decision making and stuff like that, that sometimes it makes you question things. It makes you wonder about different things. I want to thank many of the listeners that after the program last that I was on, there was a young gal who had called in with some concerns about her mom and her mom's condition. And I must have received about 5 emails saying that they felt for this person, and, you know, is she okay? Is everything okay? And that they were sending their prayers and they were sending encouragement. And I did want to let people know that, yes, we did follow up through the internet and through connection and communication, and we did help her get some balance brought back into her life, and bringing in some of the potassium and bringing in some of the proteins, and making sure that, you know, levels are held up and that type of thing. But I did want to thank those listeners that had enough love and enough compassion and caring in their hearts that they were asking and were saying, hey, is she okay? Is everything okay? That's the beauty of this. We can reach out and we can extend and we can express the relationship of love and unconditional love and compassion to others, even through people who are calling with their questions and people who are calling with situations. And that's so amazingly beautiful when that joining of energy will come in, and it can make such a difference, such a vibrational change within the world. I'm seeing somebody who's got a coloring book, and this coloring book feels like it belonged to a little person, and that you are holding this coloring book as a memory. It almost feels like they have moved a distance away from you, and that you're holding on to this coloring book as you're holding on to some memories. This created a bit of a grief within yourself, because you feel like you're losing the connection you have with this child because the family moved away from you. They're wanting me to give you the words of encouragement, and they're wanting me to say that even though there's distance between you, you can make the conscious choice to stay connected. You can make the conscious choice to still stay a part of this child's life. It feels like when they left, it may not have been the best situation. It feels like there may have been ill words spoken between you and the parent of this child. I'm feeling that when they left, it was a feeling of discord. It was a feeling of it just feels like there was some discord that was going on. And it wasn't a happy time when they left. It wasn't a happy situation that they made that decision to move and to go forward and to leave. And you're sitting there just kind of, I'm seeing you sitting, and you're kind of holding on to this coloring book and trying to hold on to the memory of that. And they're wanting me to tell you that, yes, you want to hang on to the memories, and yes, you want to hang on to the reality of that relationship that you had with that child, but they don't want you to let go of that relationship either, that in time healing can take place between you and this parental figure. I don't know as that it was a grandchild. It feels like it was somebody who was very close to you, but I'm not feeling a grandmother-grandchild connection. So I'm not sure where this connection comes in, but they're saying that you don't have to totally let go of this, and that you can still make connections and you can still have time. You're going to have to allow some healing time to come in, they're saying. You're going to have to allow some of the words that have been spoken to take the bite out of them, the words that you received that had the bite to them, and the words that you expressed that had bite to them as well. There's going to need to be some healing for that on both parties. Everyone has to go through their time. This was needed, by the way, though. They're saying this separation and this splitting, this time of them actually leaving, did have a higher purpose. It did have a divine purpose. So even though you're feeling like it kind of left you really feeling empty and you're in a grieving state, they're saying it had a higher purpose and that you need to acknowledge that higher purpose, accept that higher purpose, and understand that it had a higher purpose. And then it's up to you if you want to continue to have a relationship with this child, if you want to continue to have a connection with this young person or not. It feels like that you will not make the decision to not, though, that there's a strength there. There's something there. There's a connection there between you. And it, you know, understand that grief, that as you go through that grieving process, that you move through all of the steps, allowing yourself to heal. Don't just hold on to the hurt, but allow yourself to heal through it. Don't hold on to just the painful words that were spoken. And, you know, in the tears, I'm actually seeing the little person in the car as they're driving away with tears in their eyes that matches the tears in your eyes as you've lost that connection and that communication. Know that you're going to connect again and that it will be okay. And they will be fine, that they have actually moved into a place that has put them in a much higher vibration, which puts them much stronger onto their own personal life situations and their own personal path. I've really been feeling strongly since I started the program today, and I'm going to give them a place to come in. I'm really strongly feeling I have someone who's connecting with me who is on this plane but has a question but doesn't know how to call and ask the question, doesn't feel comfortable sending an email. So I'm going to address your question that I'm feeling coming in as strong as I am. And that question is that you are really concerned about your son's passing. You're concerned about how he passed and that you do not feel comfortable in sitting back and accepting what has been told to you as the reason for the passing or as the method whereby which he passed. You are sending to me a lot of really confused energy. You're sending me a lot of really confused, you have a lot of suspicion about the integrity of that who has brought you the message of how he died. They're saying that you are at a strong pivotal point that if you can, this has been recent, it has been very recent, and apparently you've listened to the program and you know that we can make these connections. I wish that you would send me an email, and I want to encourage you to send me an email about this. And don't hesitate to ask questions that will help give you some light into this. But what they're telling me is it feels like someone's going to make a decision to have his body cremated rather quickly. And I want to encourage you to not make that decision quickly. And I want you to possibly look into seeking out the answer through an autopsy, that there is, you really have, I have not been able to connect with your son. I want to apologize with that because I think it is that your connection with me is coming in so strongly and the things that you're asking me are coming in so strongly that it's kind of overriding your son. And I believe that that is one of the reasons why I'm really feeling, You need to, yes, your suspicions are correct. There has been something to his death other than what has been shown to you up front. There is something to be suspicious about that. And yes, I would request an autopsy. I would request that there be a truthful solution and answer to what they have been showing you. Don't accept it just as because they called and said this is what happened. You need to, and it's hard to do right now because it hurts so bad. And you're showing me the pain that it's really kind of created within yourself. And they're wanting me to tell you, right now you need to be able to look past that pain because you don't want to be like another client that I'm working with who is now 2.5 years since it's still trying to get things resolved because things were allowed to happen that at the time she was in too much pain to be able to deal with. And they're saying that you need to grab the strength that you can within yourself and request for more information because you want to know the truth. You want to know the truth. your strength and your energy has come through very strongly. So please do send me an email. Do contact me about this, and we will make some more connections, and we'll get some more answers for you. This is a delicate situation because it does feel like that there are those who should be there protecting and taking care of have actually brought in some information in a form of some cover-up as well. All right. I had recently put on the AcrossTheVeil.Ning.com website information on how to draw in an energetic protection bubble. They've really been showing me the importance of that, how important it is for us to draw in protection, how important it is for us to make sure that we're protecting ourselves and keeping ourselves healthy and keeping ourselves grounded and centered and focused, and by building these energy bubbles around ourselves, how we can keep ourselves from getting ill, how we can keep ourselves from getting into situations and experiences that are not for our highest good. They really have shown me this. So I did put that on that website, and it's on there as a blog post. And I encourage you to read it, and I encourage you to begin to do that on a daily basis. There's things that we're all going to be coming across, and there's decisions that are going to be needing to be made. And we're at such a turning point in our human and our everyday life experiences that sometimes we just have to have that little extra blanket of protection around us, helping us to get to that point and to protect us through those few things. And that's one of the reasons why they really were giving me that information to share with the listeners, that if you feel like you need a little extra tool on how to begin to bring in that practice, go ahead and read in there. Find out that information and begin to practice it. Begin to entering in some meditation work and drawing in and breathing and how important breath work is for us. There's someone out there who has really been dealing with some fears. I mean, really dealing with some fears. You've been really put to a challenge. You have been pushed to a challenge point within some of the fears that are within yourself. When you have a fear and when you allow fear to have place, it takes over. It can make us angry. It can make us feel guilty. It can make us feel all of those different parts and aspects of ourselves. And they're wanting us to get to the point where we move past the fears. And I really feel like somebody who's listening to this program, they don't even really realize that their fear, their anger is really a spin-off from their fears. That something has just kind of put them in that point of, that just makes me so angry, it just really pisses me off. That I'm just so fearful of this becoming a reality in my world. Those are the kind of statements that I'm hearing are going on within your mind and within the space around your space. And they're saying, let go of those fears. And one of the things that you can do is sit down and write a list out of what it is that you have that are fears. This is an excellent time of the year to do this. This is an excellent time of the year where farmers are going out and they're plowing under the crops and they've gotten their harvest and now they're giving the fields a chance to rest. And this is something that you can very easily begin to do with your own fears as well, is put them to rest and allow them to go away by replacing them with confidence, with love, with those different types of energy. And as you're doing that, you're going to want to do it by making a list of these fears and how these fears are affecting you, and making it and writing it down. And as you've written it down, then take and make like a big circle over it and draw a line through it that, no, I'm not going to allow it to have place. No, it's no longer a part of me. And then start bringing in the words of love. Start bringing in the words of compassion. Start bringing in those words of healing to yourself and start making a list of that. I am strong. I am able to do what it is that you have set your mind to do. Those type of things. Bring in affirmations. Really positive, life-giving, enriching affirmations on the way that you can create some strength within this. And then some of the things that you're facing that you feel that you have no control over those fears, the control you have over those fears is when you can look at them with the compassion and the love and the guidance that is shared with you through Divine Source. The awareness of that. The awareness of allowing yourself to acknowledge, okay, that's what they're saying. Allowing yourself to acknowledge that this is a fear. Allowing yourself to acknowledge, I'm angry because of something that there is a fear connection to it. Allowing yourself to acknowledging that, allowing yourself to move forward with it in that sense of understanding and sense of urgency. As you move through that, you're gonna really come through it a lot stronger, and you're going to come through it with a lot more confidence. And start drawing in that positive, start drawing in that ability to overcome those fears. And one of the first steps for you is recognizing them and then pushing them away and saying, no, you're not a part of me. You're not a part of my life. I'm also seeing someone who is at a point where they have been trying to make a decision and you have been standing there and thinking, how am I going to do this? What do I need to do? Where do I turn? How do I turn? Those type of questions have been in your mind a lot. And what they are wanting me to express to you is that it's time for you to move forward with confidence. It's time for you to put on a robe of confidence is what I'm hearing. Enshroud yourself with the confidence of who it is that you really are. Put that confidence around yourself and that enlightenment around yourself as well. There's also a message. This person, they're telling me that this person, they've been trying to get you to start hearing them, that they have been wanting to communicate with you, and they have been wanting to share messages with you. Feels like a lot of people who are really strong intuitively have been making more and more connections, and they're bringing in more and more messages and words of encouragement for you to move forward in that abilities that you have, and know that the abilities you have, trust them. Trust your reading ability. Trust your knowledge, that just simple, I know that I know that I know feeling that you have. But there is someone who you keep hearing somebody call your name, and then you hear the statement afterwards, hear our words. So, for example, if they were like standing here in the room and they were wanting to communicate with me, and they would say, April, hear our words. And then that's all you're hearing, and then you've got a loud vibrational sound that's making a ringing in your ears. They're saying, adjust the vibration, adjust the tuning, adjust the balance within the space around you so that you can hear the words of what it is they're trying to bring forward to you. So, for example, I'm hearing Mary, hear my words. I'm hearing another person's name. I'm hearing a Dave, hear my words. So there's a few of you that are being called, they're trying to communicate with you. They're trying to bring some messages and encouragement across. There's also somebody who is looking at a mortgage note, who is looking at purchasing a property. They're wanting me to tell you to do a thorough inspection, do a very thorough inspection of the property that you're purchasing before you sign that paperwork. That the inspection that the inspector did is what is needed for the property to get a bank loan. They have not gone to the extent of finding some things that are kind of hidden things within this property that you're looking at. They're saying, get an inspection that's going to give you these answers. Have the place really gone over with a fine-tooth comb, because if you don't, you're going to find some situations and some things that are not going to be good. They're saying, this is not going to be good. This is not going to be a healthy situation for you. And it has to do with the physical structure of the property that you're looking at. It has nothing to do with the paperwork, has nothing to do with the bank, has nothing to do with finances. This totally has to do with something within the structure of this property, of this place. Feels like it's a single dwelling place that kind of sits in its own lot. Has a couple trees in the front yard, some hedging around the side, across maybe even like across the front of a I don't want to say a porch because it's not really a porch, but it looks like a porch. I don't know how to word that. But they're really wanting you to do some investigation into some things within the structure of the property. There's something about that that's really important for you to check out. There's, I'm hearing something about somebody has been pacifying a dream that they are having. You're pacifying the message that's coming through in the dream. You're not listening to it. You're not hearing the message that they're trying to give to you to give you the confidence and the comfort that you need to have to be able to move forward and to be able to stand in your own power, stand in your own strength. In this message, I believe that you keep dreaming about a baby doll. And this baby doll keeps getting lost, and this baby doll keeps getting hurt, and this baby doll keeps going through some pretty sad situations, and they're wanting me to really let you know that you need to listen to these dreams and start applying this message home. Start applying this message to your own personal awareness, to your own personal life walk, and some of the situations that are going on in your own space and around your own space because of the importance of this message. I have a message for Louise. They're wanting me to tell you that you are to go on your vacation and have a fabulous time, that they have made sure that your health is going to be at 100%, that you will have pushed through this illness that wanted to creep in and try to steal your vacation away from you, and they're saying that they're not allowing that. They're saying that, Mikey is saying that. He says, I'm not letting you lose out on this time that you need to have, that they're not letting you go beyond that. They want you to have fun. They don't want that to be stolen from you. There's the wording that I was looking for. They don't want you to have that stolen from you. They want you to be able to enjoy and have a fabulous time. So they have intervened in your health situation, and they are going to continue to intervene on your health situation. You are not contagious, they're saying. You are no longer contagious. You weren't even back at the onset of this, that it was just a germ and a little bug that you had all caught at home, that you had all experienced and kind of passed around yourselves at home, but you're not contagious if you go out and about. Like they say, if you feel sick, you should stay home. But they're saying in your case that's you're not contagious, that you don't need to do that. Cloaking. Oh, I'm trying to hear the message that they're saying. Cloaking reality. Somebody is cloaking the reality. Somebody is covering up the truth of their own reality. Somebody is not listening to who they really are. Excuse me. Somebody is not listening to the message, and somebody is not hearing the words and encouragement of who it is that they are and where they're moving forward to in their life path. I almost want to say some of the messages that came through were so strong and so pertinent to realizing our spiritual place and our spiritual walk and who we are and beginning to use your spiritual gifts, and I believe that's what they're trying to bring forward. Is that cloaking, that don't cloak that, but allow, express, understand, don't question so much, and learn to trust it, and learn to know that you're on your path, and you're walking, and you're being, and you're doing what it is you've been led to do, and what it is that you've been encouraged to do. It's part of why you're here. It's part of who it is you are. And don't shun that, and don't hide from that, and don't move below that. Move yourself forward. Well, once again, I see that we're coming up to the top of the hour. The time just goes so quickly, and I so enjoy being here on the program with you, sharing the words and sharing the encouraging and the connections that we've been able to make today, and the guidance that we've received. I'm really thrilled with that, and I want to thank you for listening to the program. And if you want to check out our website, it's whitewolfapril.com, or check out the acrosstheveil.ning.com network as well for questions and answers and reading other information and maybe getting some guidance that's for you that you didn't even realize was there for you. Those are areas that you can find that, and those are areas that you can experience that. And also know that our class and our new catalog will be coming out. That'll go through November and December. Then after the first of the year, we'll be putting together our traveling calendar of when we will be coming down to the lower 48 and visiting different places, doing some open forums and some classes that we'll be really excited to be sharing in the winter months here as we're traveling a little bit. So I want to say it has been a privilege. It's been an honor to be here today. And I want to thank you for calling in and for your emails and for your support that you've given. Until we get together once again and until we make some connections once again, may your life be blessed with love, light, and healing. Until next time, move forward with confidence. Move forward with the strength of who it is you are. Have a wonderful rest of the day.